That was Daphne Lee Martin live here on Radio K, Real College Radio. She's playing a show tonight at the 331 Club, 9 p.m. doors, and that is 21+. Playing us songs off of her most recently released Moxie album, although that was a little earlier this year, and also some stuff from an upcoming album, Frost.
Yep, sister record to Moxie.
Wonderful. Well, welcome to Minneapolis. Let me just start with that.
Thanks so much. Thanks for having us here.
Absolutely. Absolutely. This is your first time in Minneapolis, correct?
It is. It's our first time out this far, yeah.
Well, what do you think so far?
We're in love. We've actually had a really wonderful trip the whole way. We were in Madison last night, and they treated us like royalty there, too. So
that's great. That's great. I mean, that's all you can ask for, I suppose.
It's way more than you can ask for. We're happy.
So you guys are kind of at the end of this tour, is that right? This is one stop and then it's back home?
Yeah, we're actually going to swing through and do a day trotter session tomorrow, and then we're bombing back for Halloween night.
Very nice, very nice. Any interesting stories?
Nothing we can say on air, really.
Yeah. I gotta say, though, we've been pulling movie quotes on each other. It's been National Lampoon's Vacation all the way.
That's an interesting movie to be quoting on tour, but we won't get into that. So let's talk about Moxie a little bit. This was released January of this year, so it's been a little while, anyways. What kind of themes were you toying with on this record? As it seems to be kind of like heavy.
Yeah.
Lyrically.
Well, because it's part of a two-album project, I wanted to use one of the records to tell the sort of darker side of the character, and another of the records, which will be Frost, to tell the lighter side. That in each of us lives both this really negative, dark personality that succumbs to our own weaknesses, but also, you know, a strong and light person that wants to succeed and become better all the time. So we've been walking around in Moxie's shoes for the last year now. We're pretty excited to be bright for the coming year when Frost comes out.
I can imagine so. And any time we can expect to hear the Frost album?
Frost is actually going to drop at least digitally, and the party will be on January the 26th. I think College Radio will be the second week in February.
Okay. Yeah. So that's almost exactly a year after Moxie was.
Exactly.
And that was planned, I assume?
Yeah.
Very nice. Yeah. What kind of brought you to this whole, I suppose I could say, brother and sister album in the first place?
I think because I'm a Gemini and because my writing tendencies are so squirrely, I really am all over the place with genres, with lyrical themes, that sort of thing. Most of my lyrical themes come from things that I've read, books, you know, mm-hmm. novels, poems, and those kinds of things. So I take a lot of cues from other writers. And by doing so, it means that I'm telling all different kinds of stories. And the way that I pulled these songs together was to sort of embody the two sides and really hone that writing down to discipline myself, I guess,
sure.
a little better. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Any writers that have particularly influenced you?
On Moxie, the song Molotov was definitely based around the themes in Henry Miller's novel Crazy Cock. In The House That Built Itself, there's a reference to Borges.
Okay.
One of his sonnets, so.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Very nice. Well, I mean, that's really all that I've prepared for you. Did you have anything that you would like to add to our audience?
No, I mean, we're very excited to be here, and we hope to see folks tonight, if possible. And, you know, you can always check out more. We've got, you know, videos out in the world and other mm-hmm. music that we've, covers that we've made, things like that. So there's lots of stuff for people to check out if they want it.
Sure, sure. And that's on your website, DaphneLeeMartin.com.
That's the one.
Awesome. Again, it's Daphne Lee Martin, live in Studio K, before her show tonight at the 331 Club. Doors to that show are at 9 p.m., and it is 21+. Thank you so much again for coming in.
And thanks for having us.
Absolutely. Now it's back to more new music here on Radio K, Real College Radio.